on your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KM FM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock, here's Lucy Hickmott.
More than 93,000 children in Kent are living in poverty, according to new figures given to KM FM. The stats also reveal a third of youngsters in Thanet are growing up in households that are struggling to get by, the highest percentage in the southeast. Sam Royston is chair of the End Child Poverty Coalition.
To be honest, I think this should tear us apart with shame that we can live in a society like that these days. These are families often choosing between feeding their children or heating their home.
Kerry Keating is from Thanet's Families in Need.
I can only see it getting worse unless there are serious shake-ups in government. What we have been dealt is a serious bad hand.
You can see a breakdown of the stats at kentonline.co.uk.
KM FM News.
A jury's been shown video footage of the moment police arrived at a shopping centre in Medway as the trial continues of a man accused of murdering his ex-girlfriend there. Molly McLaren was repeatedly stabbed as she sat in her car at Chatham's Dockside outlet last June. 26-year-old Joshua Stimpson from High Street in Waltham has admitted manslaughter on the grounds of diminished responsibility but denies murder. The UK's two biggest selling newspapers have threatened legal action unless the reasons for freeing John Warboys from prison are released. The serial black cab rapist is expected to be let out soon after 9 years behind bars. The Sun and the Daily Mail have jointly written to the parole board and the Justice Secretary, giving them a week to issue details. Ashford's MP has asked Theresa May for an early start on the Lower Thames crossing. Damian Green's brought it up at Prime Minister's Questions, saying there'll be lots of benefits to creating a new link between Kent and Essex,
which would create up to 5,000 jobs, relieve pressure on the motorway network, and provide a significant boost to the economy of the whole eastern side of England.
The Prime Minister responded by reassuring those concerned about the plans they will still get a say on the proposed route. The crossing would connect the M25 in Essex and the A2 near Gravesend. Works due to start in 2 years' time.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
The number of people claiming jobless benefits in Kent has gone up. 19,750 were getting either Job Seekers Allowance or Universal Credit in December, up 365 on the month before. Nationally, the number of people in work has reached a record high of 32.2 million, but the real value of pay continues to decline. Millions of pounds is going to be spent doing up Ashford's police station after the building started crumbling. The six-storey block on Tufton Street has been covered in scaffolding since lumps of concrete fell from it in 2015. There has been rumours it might be demolished with a new police base located elsewhere, but Crime Commissioner Matthew Scott says they're going to stay put.
It's taken some time to go through all of the options. And now we start the process of inviting bids in to do the work and getting it done. So I think this represents a really good investment in Ashford Town Centre.
The wet and windy weather has caused disruption to journeys across Kent today, with a number of fallen trees across the county. But conditions are even worse elsewhere thanks to Storm Georgia. Gusts of up to 90 miles per hour are battering parts of northern Scotland and Northern Ireland, while forecasters have put a yellow warning in force. And 4 years after releasing his last album, Examples told KMFM it's great to be back with some new music. He's got a single out and will be releasing his sixth album later this year. On the hit list last night, he told Glenn it was the birth of his second son that inspired his latest work.
I was writing all these songs, but I wasn't really focused that much, and I was like spending time with the family and then working out what I should be writing about lyrically and which producers I should get in with. And then kind of all this magic happened.
If you missed his chat, we've tweeted it via at KMFM News.
Sport. With Dino Rod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
In football, England will have games against Spain and Croatia in their inaugural UEFA Nations League Cup. Molly's got more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime.
Well, England are in the top level of the new competition. Elsewhere, Wales will face the Republic of Ireland and Denmark in their second-tier League B pool. Northern Ireland have been drawn with Austria and Bosnia and Herzegovina. Managerless Scotland are in League C. They've got Israel and Albania. The standout group sees Germany, France and the Netherlands drawn together. The home and away matches will take place in the autumn, with the competition finals in June next year. Staying with football, and Arsenal and Chelsea go head-to-head for the right to face Man City in the final of the League Cup tonight. The tie's goalless after the first leg. And in tennis, defending champion Roger Federer's into the semi-finals at the Australian Open. He's yet to drop a set at the tournament and plays South Korea's Ha Yang Chung next.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.